Hey everybody, I thought I would check in. I have been so sick this week, and I thought that I would totally do a video for y'all on how I deal with being sick, because I know we all get sick at times, and bullshit comes up, and we worry that we're gonna gain all kinds of weight, we're gonna get out of our habits, and blah, 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 blah. Let me break it down for you. And I do not have anything that bad. It's just been a stupid cold. Like, it has been the worst cold I've had in years, but I'm on the other side. I just got done at the gym. So, number one, I got brand new workouts this week from my trainer. And of course, I come down sick and I'm sitting there. First and foremost, what do you think my brain does? It's freaking out that I can't start my workouts. I'm going to get behind. Oh my gosh, what if you get out of the habit of going to the gym? Bitches, I have been going to the gym since 2006 now. 2006, 20 years. I have now been going to the gym routinely. That is like when I first started, I started with walking, but I was walking at the gym. I had to go to the Y because like that was the only time I could get away from the house. And I was walking for like 15 minutes. 20 years. Now, it is normal for your brain to freak out. So when my brain did its panic attack, the difference between me and you is I anticipate panic attacks. I know that my brain is always going to be like, oh, because we're doing something different. When you're sick and you have to come out of your routine, anytime you come out of any routine, your brain is supposed to freak out. Even if you're going to come out of your routine for a good fucking reason, like you are sick and you should not be working out. So I always know that. I know that, like, basically my meta thought is your brain is supposed to freak out. You're supposed to think those things. That is okay. That doesn't mean that we are going to get out of the habit of going to the gym. That doesn't mean that you are going to gain weight or anything. That just means the part of you that's worried, the part of you that's like old you thinking is still in there. It never retires. It's not gonna retire until you draw your last breath, bitches. That's when it's gonna retire. You walk through the pearly gates, that's when we're gonna retire it, okay? So all of that's supposed to happen. So if you just stop freaking out that it's happening, because some of y'all are just like, oh my God, Corinne, what do I do when my brain does this? I'm like, I don't know, don't freak out about it. Call it normal, move on with your goddamn day. That's what I would do. Now, the other part of you, or other pieces of you, y'all just fucking believe it. Y'all are just like, oh my God, my brain is saying this, this must be true. No, whenever your brain offers up thoughts, I want y'all to get used to being the person who sees the thoughts. It's kind of like we're just like looking down into our brain going like, oh my gosh, look at all those sentences running across the page. One time I had it described as, let's pretend we are all in Times Square. And you know how they have like those scrolls? Let's pretend that's our brain. We are now standing on the street in the middle of Times Square and we're looking up and we're just waiting to see, what is the scroll gonna say? And then we get to react to the scroll. We can either freak out that it's scrolling. We can be like, oh my God, why is it scrolling? Shouldn't it stop scrolling? We can be like, oh my God, it's saying the wrong things. It needs to say these things. Otherwise, we're going to feel bad. Or we can just be like, oh, that's interesting. And then decide what we want to think about it. That's where your power lies. Okay, so that was like the first thing. So I got over that and I took days off. And I was just like, I will know when I feel like going back. The moment I start rebounding with some energy is when I will go back to the gym. And not before that. The second thing that I do, especially when it comes to working out, is I start telling myself really early on, I will know when it's time to go back. And sometimes I'll just put like a date, like a, this is the check-in date. So for me this week, it was Thursday. I got sick, I believe. I started coming down with something on Monday. Well, I thought, you know what? On Thursday, if I'm feeling better, that's the day I'm going back. Well, Thursday I woke up, I did not feel a lot better. I felt pretty much like ass on Thursday. And I thought, well, I tell you what, it was nice outside. And I said, well, I'm gonna go for a short walk. I'm just gonna see if I can walk around the block in Marco Polo Jane and like just start with something really small like that. And I literally walked around the block and I was winded and I was tired. And I told Jane, I was like, this is butt fucking clear that I am not ready to go back to the gym today. So I took my happy ass back into the house and I said, tomorrow we will check again. Well, that day I happened to be like feeling pretty ratchet and I also had a bunch of calls and like I just, you know, I couldn't stop working, but I worked in bed. So luckily for me, I could do everything from bed. Except for my calls, I did have to go down to my studio, but I showed up with tissues, showed up looking like a Hank ass, and just was like, this is the way it is. And I rested as much as I could. I went to bed at 6 o'clock every night, did not feel guilty, did not feel bad. I literally would sleep 12 hours a night, which is unheard of for me. But I will say, I would wake up sometimes like having to do like I have this little like, I don't know, steamy thing. I call it Mr. Steamy. And I'd put him on and I'd sit there and I'd like get everything lubed back up and I'd go back to sleep. So I say all that because I just kept checking back in. Well, on Thursday, I called where I get all the Botox because they have like IV bags. They do massages. That's where I get my cool pills. It's where I get my Morpheus treatments. I get all my face products there. I get all kinds of shit there. So anyway, I call them and I'm telling them like, I'm pretty sick. I know y'all do some shit for when people are sick. And they're like, come in and get a shot, get an immunity shot. And I bet you'll feel better tomorrow. So I go in, I got a shot in the ass. It's got like C, zinc, I think some vitamin B in it. I'm not sure what kind of hooch they put in my ass. I know it burned like crazy. And then she told me to go to the grocery store and get this homeopathic stuff. Starts with an OCC and it's a long name. I don't know the name of it. It's in a white and blue package. But I bought some of that. I've been taking that. I swear to God, Friday, I felt 100 times better. So I decided, well, I will go to the gym today. I'm going to pick one of the workouts that I got and I'm going to do it like half of what I normally would do. I just took it easy. It's like, this is how we get back into routine. You don't have to get back into your routine like you were doing. You just need to like signal to your body, hey, we're getting better. Oh my gosh, look, you honored your body. Look, you know, la 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 la. I like to talk to myself in encouraging ways. Now, a lot of times I don't have natural encouraging thoughts. I have to like say them on purpose. So like when I was going to the gym, I was saying things to myself like, good for you. We're gonna go and we're gonna do what we can and we're not gonna expect ourselves to go all out. And I just like said all that stuff on purpose so that I wouldn't be sitting there with my unpurposed thoughts, which is like, oh my God, in 1 week I'm so weak and because I already know what my habit room wants to say. So I'm always trying to like get ahead of it or at least not freak out when it's a chattering. With food, I have a rule. When I am sick, all rules go out the window. The only rule when I'm sick is listen to your body. I had prepped food that I could not. The only thing I wanted was fruit, egg drop soup, bagels, crackers. Let's see, what was the other thing I was eating? A lot of fruit. Oh, and for some reason, yogurt just felt divine. And I was just eating that stuff. Like, I didn't try to make myself eat protein. I didn't try to make myself eat, like, vegetables, anything. If I wasn't craving it, I wasn't eating it. I don't think there's a problem with that. You know, I didn't get fat back in the day because I listened to my body so much. I got fat in the day because I was not listening to my body, overriding it, and I was listening to every emotion that I had. And then every time I'd have an emotion I didn't like, I was eating because I didn't like the emotion. That was my big problem. And so that's not the same as being sick. And very often when you're sick, you might eat things or have cravings similar to when you are emotional. Just because something looks the same and smells the same, it doesn't make it the same. That would be like if I went to Bath and Body Works right now and I bought pineapple scented room spray and it had a pineapple on the thing. That'd be like you telling me like, well, I smell pineapple. I see a pineapple. I should eat that. It's not the same. So just because something feels the same, and you have to be really like conscious of that. Sometimes you just have to ask yourself, all right, I know why I'm freaking out. This is like similar to times when I've been eating and gaining weight, but I just know inherently I was never 250 pounds because I had so many colds and took good care of myself. That was never my problem. So that's what I did. Today I am kind of easing back into normal eating. As of yesterday, I was eating my normal breakfast. I still couldn't really eat. It was actually Lent, so I still really couldn't eat some stuff. But I had clam chowder soup for lunch with some crackers and some, I don't know why I was craving oranges like you wouldn't believe. I had some oranges. Let's see, what did I have for dinner last night? I did have a salad. I had my tofu salad. That sounded good. And then I had some frozen yogurt because I ended up having a really hungry day yesterday. And it made sense to me because my body was trying really hard to recover from being sick. I had been sleeping a lot, laying around a lot, and the like, and just kind of like my appetite had been off and weird. And so I figured I probably was extra hungry yesterday. So I just ate. I didn't like feel bad about it. I didn't freak out about it. I just figured if my body's asking for extra food, it must be really trying to heal at this point. And so I just made sure I wasn't eating emotionally. And all that does is takes like a hot second of a check-in. I drank a ton of water. I just had to though. My lips are still dry. I went through the first day, one box of tissue, a full freshie. And then the second day I went through two. That is how much, like I was just blowing my nose all the time. And I would just sit there and my eyes would just be watering and my nose would just pour like a faucet. So luckily I'm done. Now it's just kind of getting rid of the residuals. I'm going in the house to take a shower. That was the other thing. I didn't shower for like a day or two. I started showering again. I just think when you're sick, it's all about taking care of yourself. And for me, my life couldn't stop, but I did have to stop several things. I had to figure out like, you know, like I still had calls I had to show up for. I couldn't cancel everything. I canceled a couple things, but I would say I showed up for like 90% of what I normally have scheduled because that's just the way it is. I canceled one podcast because I was really sick. I was supposed to guest on one. I canceled one meeting because I did not feel good. But it was like optional, but everything else I had to do, like Wednesday, I had 5 hours of calls. I didn't look good on them. I didn't sound good on them, but I was just making sure that like every turn I was thinking, what is the best way I can care for myself? And I would try to do that. So, because I understand some of y'all are parents, when you're sick, you can't just like say like, look, kids, can't take care of you and just, you know, do all the self-care. But there are just so many little things that we can do. Like making sure you are getting your water in, going to bed as soon as you can, like leave those dishes for a few days. Like, you know, the house isn't going to turn upside down if you don't do dishes for 3 days because you're sick, so that you can actually go to bed a little earlier. So that's how I handled it. I'm going to continue to take vitamins. I'm going to continue to drink my water. I'm going to continue to go to bed early. I'm hoping that when I see y'all tomorrow, I sound a tad bit better. I just sound kind of ratchet. But that's what I do. So I hope that helps y'all. And I hope that none of you have the cold. It's really rampant around here in Nashville. It is everywhere in Nashville right now. My son had it. I had it. Kathy Hartman had it. My brother has it. And my niece has it. So Chris and Aunt JJ are about the only two people I know that haven't had it yet. So I hope y'all have a good one. As you can tell, I need a shower. I'm going in there to do that now. And I will see everybody for coaching tomorrow. And we are going to start working this month on... It tastes so good! That's why I'm still eating it. We're going to do some good work on that. Because I know that's a problem that a lot of you have. And I really want to face it head on. Y'all have a good one. Bye, y'all.